Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for May 10th, 2018. In today's news, ThyssenKrupp's Monica Miller will be recognized during an upcoming conference on sustainability. Big plans are in the works for Liverpool's historic Northern Docks. A developer is proposing a 52-story mixed-use tower in Toronto. And renderings show an elegant residential building planned for New York City's Upper East Side neighborhood.
ThyssenKrupp Elevator America's Sustainability Design Manager Monica Miller will be recognized as one of the top 75 leaders in sustainability at the 3rd Annual Environmental Leaders and Energy Manager Conference on May the 15th through 17th in Denver. She is also a finalist for the Person of the Year Award, to be named during a reception on May 17th. Miller's work includes helping ensure that the $2.4 billion renovation of Terminal 1 at San Francisco International Airport met LEED Gold certification, including declarations outlining all materials utilized in each product. Also at the conference, ThyssenKrupp Elevator America's Vice President of Sustainability, Brad Nemeth, will participate in a session aimed at helping attendees better understand the complex world of material transparency.
Peel Group and Chapman Taylor have plans to transform approximately 60 hectares along the derelict North Docks in Liverpool, UK, into a 2 million square meter mixed-use development, Liverpool Waters, spread over five neighborhoods, the Architects Journal reports. No building heights were provided and no architects have been named, but renderings by Virtual Planet of what's being called a refreshed master plan show at least three buildings that are notably tall. Noting plans have been in the works for more than 10 years, developers say preserving the heritage of the historic Docklands, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, was addressed in the new master plan in light of the city considering bringing back its tall building policy.
Dream Office REIT is seeking permission from the City of Toronto to replace an eight-story office building at 250 Dundas Street downtown with a 52-story mixed-use structure containing residences, offices, and retail, Urban Toronto reports. The IBI Group design proposal includes 517 apartments, 12,295 square meters of office space within podium levels, and 821 square meters of ground-level retail, along with a three-level underground parking garage and close to 600 bicycle parking spots. Envisioned as a tower clad in dark gray metal or precast panels with punched windows atop a multi-level podium cast in clear glazing.
New York YIMBY has revealed renderings of 40 East End, a 20-story condominium tower on New York City's Upper East Side designed by Gerner Cronick and Valcarel Architects to reflect the, quote, local lexicon, end quote, with charcoal and gray bricks and casement-style windows. With Deborah Burke Partners as design architect, the 29 condominiums, averaging more than 2,700 square feet, range from $3 million to $25 million apiece, according to the New York Times. Its interior entrance boasts a sculptural white staircase accented in marble and bronze. Lightstone is the developer, and Corcoran Sunshine is handling sales.
For more industry-related information,
visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.